A Voyage to Brobdingnag by Jonathan Swift. Narrated by Peter Silverleaf. Chapter 1. A great storm described, the longboat sent to fetch water, the author goes with it to discover the country. He is left on shore, is seized by one of the natives, and carried to a farmer's house. His reception with several accidents that happened there. A description of the inhabitants. Having been condemned by nature and fortune to active and restless life in 2 months after my return, I again left my native country and took shipping in the Downs on the 20th day of June, 1702, in the Adventure, Captain John Nicholas, a Cornishman, commander, bound for Surat. We had a very prosperous gale till we arrived at the Cape of Good Hope, where we landed for fresh water, but discovering a leak, we unshipped our goods and wintered there, for the captain falling sick of an ague, we could not leave the Cape until the end of March. We then set sail and had a good voyage till we passed the Straits of Madagascar, but having got northward of that island, and to about 5 degrees south latitude, the winds, which in those seas are observed to blow a constant equal gale between the north and west, from the beginning of December to the beginning of May,